The naming committee has been accepting proposed names for the newly constructed span for the past month or so, and thus far has received an abundance of recommendations.
It's been quite impressive, overwhelming in some sense, the amount of suggestions that are coming from the public.
Fred Davis is the naming committee appointee representing Escambia County's District 1.
Some of the suggestions are named after some individual, but it's also names that are occurring that are not even named after a person, but rather something to do with our city or our county. And so there's interesting names. And obviously there's some folks that want to have it named after some person that they would like it to be named, and others will like someone else's. So we're getting a lot of group voting, if you will, or group suggestions in that regard, and all of it's very good.
Ultimately, the Florida legislature will have the final say. But in the interim, Escambia County and the city of Gulf Breeze formed their own joint committee to consider names from the community. This step by the two governmental entities was taken after the city of Pensacola and Santa Rosa County endorsed a proposal to name the bridge after Air Force General Daniel Chappie James, Jr. Chris Dosef first pitched the idea to name the span for General James when he was a candidate in the 2018 congressional race. Dosef said the new bridge should have a new name and argued that James was deserving as a Pensacola native and military hero.
Became a Tuskegee Airman, served during three wars, fought in two, 180 combat missions, then stared down Muammar Gaddafi because he wanted to take over that base in Libya, became a four-star general and the commander of the North American Air Defense Command.
If Chappie James is chosen as the name for the bridge, Dosef also envisions a monument to the general. But the current span, which opened in 1960, now bears the name of former state senator Philip D. Beale, Sr., and his descendants are fighting to keep that name. In January, when the issue was gaining public attention, grandson Kirk Beale traveled from Texas to advocate for transferring the Beale name to the new bridge. He spoke in public forum before the Escambia County Commission meeting.
I found that the Senate resolution passed on August 10, 1962 states that this legislature desires to perpetuate Philip D. Beale's name by naming a bridge connecting Pensacola and Gulf Breeze on Highway 98 in his memory, designating it as the Philip D. Beale Sr. Memorial Bridge. Looking for precedent, I found another bridge in Florida that kept its designation even after it was completely replaced. It is on Highway 71 between Wewahitchka and Port St. Joe.
Bridge naming committee member Fred Davis says the plethora of suggestions that have been pouring in have now extended beyond Senator Beale and General James, but he says many of them are similar in nature.
There's obviously some strong military folks that through the years have done so much for our community that have been suggested, and also the leadership, whether it was at state, local, or any other level, that those names, too, are coming to the fore in terms of governmental leaders over the years that have supported Pensacola so much.
However, as noted earlier, just about everything is now on the table for consideration and not limited to people's names.
I was talking to some folks, and they said, you know, the Blue Angels, everybody loves Blue Angels. And they did suggest, hey, I think we ought to name it the Blue Angel Bridge. And I said, well, that's a pretty good idea. Sounds pretty good. But there's probably a lot more names, too, that could be suggested. You know, we're the first settlement in America. I wish we could have a first city bridge, perhaps, or a first settlement in the United States bridge, but that may be too long of a title.
Although the number of supporters for each suggested name will matter in determining a final recommendation, that won't be the only consideration. Davis says he's pleased that all his fellow committee members have committed to keeping an open mind and carrying out a very thoughtful process.
Obviously, I think there'll be some names that have a lot more support from the community than others, but we'll take all that input and say, hey, these folks over in Santa Rosa County really want this name, and these people over in Escambia County might want this name, and we'll have to discuss it and come to some agreement on which name it should be, and here's the reason why.
To propose a name before the 5 p.m. deadline, send suggestions to namethebridge@myescambia.com, and suggestions are limited to one per email address. The Bridge Naming Committee will review those suggestions and put forward a name for public input at meetings set for Tuesday, June 11th at the Escambia County Commission Chambers and Wednesday, June 12th at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. A final meeting for the panel to propose a name has been tentatively set for July 9th in the Commission Boardroom. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.